A gap of mistrust is forming between senior managers and their employees across the federal government. The results of the latest Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey show federal employees are taking an increasingly dim view of the senior leaders in their agencies, though, interestingly, they seem to feel like their immediate supervisors aren't so bad. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President of ICF International. He's also former Chief Human Capital Officer of the Homeland Security Department. He says federal agencies are treading on a dangerous path right now when it comes to workplace standards. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the program. Appreciate hearing from you.
Always delighted to be here, Jared.
So you write in some fairly worried tones about these numbers in your latest column. Why should these numbers make us concerned about the future of the federal workplace rather than just kind of a reflection of a couple bad budget years?
I think when you look at the numbers, some of the questions in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey are showing positive responses that are incredibly low. Just for example, question 53 in the survey says, in my organization, senior leaders generate high levels of motivation and commitment in the workforce. That seems like something pretty important that people would think their senior leaders are generating motivation and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at some of the larger departments, in DOD, 39.6% had a positive response. In DHS, only 26%. One out of four employees could say something positive on that one. Interior, a bit better at 32.4, VA at 36. That kind of number is pretty bad. And some of the other numbers are almost as bad. And it's sending the message that a lot of rank-and-file employees are losing confidence in senior leaders in their organization. And I think that's really troubling. You know, we have a lot of great employees in the federal government who do really super work for us as taxpayers, and you want them to be able to think highly of the people who are leading their organization. And right now, it's looking like those numbers are not good, and they're getting a lot worse. You know, in that question I just mentioned, in DHS, that was down almost 4%. DOD was down 3% from last year. Interior was down 4%. VA was down almost 5%. So when you start looking at these things and you see this type of change in the employee's view of senior leadership, it's extremely troubling, and I think it does not bode well for the government.
Well, just to take the DHS example, your former agency, I mean, when you look at that kind of drop from 30% almost to 26% in 2014, I mean, the fact that leaps out at you kind of is a lot of those senior leadership positions of the past couple of years have just been vacant. I mean, there's literally been no one in them. Does that go some way to explaining those numbers, or is that too simplistic?
I don't think it explains them, because a lot of these jobs were not vacant that long.
Hmm.
And if you look at the lowest big component of DHS as far as employee viewpoint survey results is TSA. And TSA actually has an outstanding administrator. He's leaving now at the end of the year. But John Pistol's been in that job for over 4 years. The one big component that had a long-term vacancy was CBP, and that position was vacant for a very long time, and I think that could have an impact on an organization like that. But for the most part, these positions have been filled relatively consistently in the last 4 or 5 years, so I don't think that's actually the problem. I think what's happening is employees have been beat on for a number of years now. You know, we had a 4-year pay freeze that was finally ended this past January. There's a lot of Fed bashing going on. People are really being disrespectful of the federal workforce. And I think federal employees are wanting their senior leadership to go out and fight for them and to be on their side. And I think what's happened with all of the negativism towards the federal workforce in the last few years is I don't think they're seeing their leaders out fighting for them enough.
Hmm.
And I think that's probably what's driving some of this.